This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. US National Security Spokesperson John Kirby says Russia's recent purchase of North Korean missiles and launches is a concerning development. Mr. Kirby says Russia has recently launched a North Korean missile into Ukraine, adding that the weapon landed in an open field. The White House says they will impose additional sanctions against anyone involved in arms deals with Russia. Mr. Kirby says that as Russia receives the support of its allies, the United States must show their support for Ukraine.
The most effective response to Russia's horrific violence against the Ukrainian people is to continue to provide Ukraine with vital air defense capabilities and other types of military equipment. To do that, we need Congress to approve our supplemental funding request for Ukraine without delay. Russia is relying upon its friends to replenish its military stockpiles and enable its war against Ukraine. Iran and the DPRK are standing with Russia. Ukrainians deserve to know that the American people and this government will continue to stand with them.
U.S. Attorney Ben Chu says the unsealed court documents revealing associates linked to Jeffrey Epstein will impact the reputations of a number of high-profile figures. The late financier was a convicted sex offender who was accused of abusing underage girls. In 2019, he was arrested on sex trafficking charges but died by suicide before he could face trial. Former US President Bill Clinton is among the more than 150 people mentioned in a lawsuit by Virginia Giuffre, one of Epstein's most prominent accusers. Boston-based attorney Ben Chu represents clients in complex commercial litigation cases and spoke to Channel 9.
Bad news for them in terms of their reputation. It's always a bad day when your name is associated with Jeffrey Epstein. But as one of your commentators point out, it's not at all clear that there's any legal implications.
The United Nations projects rising rental prices are likely to limit progress on inflation in Australia this year. Inflation is falling fairly gradually in Australia and New Zealand over the next 12 months, with competitive rental markets largely responsible for the sluggish progress. The UN's 2024 World Economic Situation and Prospects report states inflation is projected to remain relatively high in Australia and New Zealand in 2024 due to increase in rental prices driven by housing supply shortages. A sixth-grade student has been killed and five others injured after a 17-year-old opened fire at a school in the U.S. state of Iowa. Police say they found the suspect, 17-year-old student Dylan Butler, dead with apparent self-inflicted gunshot wounds. This is the second school shooting in the United States this year, but the first fatality. Assistant Director of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, Mitch Mortvent, spoke to reporters.
Four of the surviving victims are students, and the fifth is a school administrator. The law enforcement response was swift and immediate. Roughly 150 officers from local, state, and federal agencies responded within the hour. The investigation in today's tragedy is ongoing.
The summer drowning toll has risen after a 53-year-old man died on the New South Wales south coast. The man died after drowning in a river, taking the national summer toll to more than 40 since December the 1st. Emergency services were called to the Yawaka about 3 p.m. on Thursday. A 53-year-old man was reportedly seen struggling in rough water, and police and ambulance paramedics were unable to revive him. The number of summer drownings so far is more than at the same time last year, as Australians flock to waterways across the country. Thousands are expected to flock to Sydney Cricket Ground dressed in pink to honour Breast Cancer Awareness Organisation, the Jane McGrath Foundation. The third day of the test is known as Jane McGrath Day or Ladies Day and supports the fundraiser for breast cancer awareness as well as funding breast cancer nurses. I'm Peggy Giacomelos and that's SBS News in Easy English.